This is Sportsnet Today with Logan Gordon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Nice spin move by Kachuk. Freed up to Lundell on the doorstep. Holding. Shot. Score!
It was another exciting night of playoff action in the NHL, including our first OT matchup of the postseason. Carter Verhaeghe, the rep of Mr. OT continues. Panthers up 2-0 on their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning. Welcome to Sportsnet Today. Happy Wednesday. Logan Gordon along with you in the Doug Lacy's Basement Systems downtown studios. Yes, a full recap of all of last night's action coming your way, and a look ahead to another busy Monday slate of games with the latest injury news around the Stanley Cup playoffs and another coaching change off the ice for a non-playoff team. We'll tell you which team is looking for a new head coach momentarily. Plus, the return of Wild Card Wednesday on the program. We'll get weird with Shan and Cam, as we always do. I don't know why I say that like it's something different. We do it just weird in
every
general.
Day is pretty weird.
Yeah, but we'll get weirder with Wild Card Wednesday, so make sure you're tuned into that later this hour. And in hour two, David Amber, Hockey Night in Canada, Sportsnet's going to join us, get his thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs and how we've seen action so far. And at 2:30, Sandra Priscina, the voice of the Calgary Wranglers, joins us. We got playoff hockey on your radios tonight. The Wranglers kick off their round one series against the Tucson Roadrunners. Will bring you all the action here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. We're live in the Doug Lacy's Basement Systems downtown studios. Doug Lacy's Basement Systems, they're your local experts for basement waterproofing, sub pumps, crawl spaces, foundation repair, and radon mitigation. They're all things basement. You visit dlbasementsystemscalgary.com. Producer Shannon and Cam along with us, as well as intern Greg hanging out this afternoon. Fan feedback line open to you at 960-960, whatever you want to chat about on this Wednesday. We would love to hear from you. We're kicking things off with a look back at the night that was in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Another four games in the books, including that OT winner, as you heard from Carter Verhaeghe, putting a bow on a goaltending performance for the ages between Andre Vasilevsky and Sergei Bobrovsky. What a back and forth battle that was. And Florida perhaps starting to turn the tide on perhaps the best team in the state. The
best
dynasty
team in the states.
It might be. Panthers lead that series 2-0 after a 3-2 victory. Rangers over the Capitals 4-3. No surprise there. The Rangers pick up both wins at MSG and head to Washington up 2-0. But Spencer Carberry with a bit of an eyebrow-raising comment on his captain, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Avs-Jets featured plenty of goals once again, except it was more one-sided than it was in Game 1, Avs 5, Jets 2. That series tied up at one game apiece, and the Nashville Predators steal one in Vancouver to head back to Nashville with that series knotted at one. Casey DeSmith got the start in goal for the injured Thatcher Demko and kind of felt like the wind was taken out of the sails of the Vancouver Canucks early on in that matchup. 4 for Nashville, 1 for Vancouver, and that series is tied heading back to Bridgestone Arena. Just 3 games on the Wednesday slate. Bruins, Leafs, Golden Knights, Stars, and of course the Oilers and the LA Kings. Will get you set for all of those games coming up in just a moment. But flashing back to last night, we'll start with the Lightning and the Panthers. 3-2 the final score. Verhaeghe with the reputation of Mr. OT, but all the highlight reels repeating this save from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Cirelli with some speed. Cirelli looks over his shoulder. That wrister partially blocked by Montour. Out in front, Bobrovsky dives to his right with robbery. Took one away from Dumba. What a save by Bobrovsky.
That call doesn't even do it justice. There was no possible way for me on a radio podcast format to bring you the visual of Sergei Bobrovsky down and out with his back to the play, turning around with his left arm, robbing a Tampa Bay forward of 95% of an open net and making what I don't even know how you would top that first save of the playoffs or save of the year. It might be save of the decade. It's a ridiculous stop from Sergei Bobrovsky, who was going toe-to-toe with Andrei Vasilevskiy, who maybe didn't have a highlight reel save quite to the level of Bobrovsky, Shan, but had a couple of 10-bellers himself, including a couple on Matthew Tkachuk that left him frustrated. But at the end of the day, Tampa Bay unable to get it done once again, and they find themselves in a 2-0 series hole heading back to Tampa. And as we hear from Braden Point postgame, the second period, the best for Tampa Bay. They need more like that if they want to get back into this series.
I think in the second, I thought we did a good job of just having some zone time. And that's something that we've not had a ton of in the first two. But, we get results when we're, when we forecheck hard and stay on them and, cause some turnovers ourselves.
I mentioned it coming in, and I'm starting to wonder. I don't want to say the series is over. I've got a lot of respect for Tampa Bay, but I'm starting to feel that window close shut further and further for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I found myself more than ever watching that game last night. And some of the guys that are getting a lot of ice time for this Tampa team, the depth just isn't there anymore, right? Some of the guys that are being relied on for big minutes just aren't there. And you can tell they're missing Sergachev. That's a big one on the back end that they just can't replicate. Hedman and Chernak do a lot of the heavy lifting for that back end. And you've got to rely on guys like Radish and Calvin DeHaan. Lilleberg, who I don't know if a lot of people are aware of.
He's a person.
played 17 minutes for Tampa Bay. They're starting to go down a bit into the depths of their system, and injuries do play a role there. But as with any dynasty in the salary cap era, Shan, it's just kind of feeling more and more like, Kucherov and Stamkos can only do so much for this team. And the depth, there's no third line of Coleman,
exactly,
Yanni Gord, and Barclay Goodrow anymore.
And that you talk about the depth, that's exactly what came to mind right away. Because with that third line, they did so much heavy lifting. And to have a third line like that, that can take all the defensive zone face-offs and play so well in their own end, but also provide offense. And then it makes it easier for guys like Kucherov and Point and Stamkos, et cetera. Like Victor Hedman as well he's almost a point per game almost every year. So when you talk about this window, we don't even know what's happening with Steven Stamkos in the offseason. He's a UFA. And you're paying Kucherov 9.5, which is totally fair. It's a steal. You're paying Braden Point 9.5, and that guy's a 50-goal scorer. So it's not like these guys are making crazy money that is unacceptable. It's just a lot of guys that you have to pay. Sorelli's making 6.25, and obviously you got to pay Hedman and Chernak and all these people, but you're going to lose Duclair. You're going to lose Dumba. Yes, they were deadline acquisitions, but those are your depth guys right now, and you have to pay Stamkos. I just don't know what happens with this Lightning team, and their core is definitely getting older. Like Stamkos is 34, and Hedman is 33, and they're playing great hockey, but when you look at some like a team like Florida, and you talk about them being the better team in the state now, potentially, it's hard to disagree with that, and they also have a much better future. The Lightning don't even have a draft pick until the fifth round this year. So I agree with you. I think the window is starting to close a bit.
And it's tough. They've tried to replace Brandon Hagel's been a great pickup for that team.
For sure, yeah.
He was a monster. I don't know that I mean, Nick Paul scored 20. I don't know that he's the impact player that they've had, you know, in other years down the lineup, and he's 29 already. He's going into a big contract extension, maybe not dollar-wise, but term-wise.
Yeah.
Tanner Janot has been a failure for this team. They went 11-7 against the Panthers.
An entire draft class for him.
Yeah, and Tanner Janot can't get into the lineup for this team right now.
You talk about Hagel. Hagel's moving from $1.5 million to $6.5 million.
Yep.
Next year. Like, that's a lot of money on the books.
We'll see perhaps maybe if the absence of Sam Bennett levels things out a bit. He's out for at least a week.
Yeah.
Head coach Paul Maurice saying that Anton Lindell will likely replace Bennett while he's out of the lineup. But could be a hand issue there for Bennett, who took a Brandon Montour shot right off the hand, left the game, did not return. We'll see what the former Flame can do for recovery time, at least right now, week to week, according to head coach Paul Maurice. Other games last night, of course, have to wonder about the Washington Capitals' long-term viability.
Jeez.
In these playoffs. And if you were one of many who wondered who out of that Eastern Conference can actually come in and make a case in this playoff spot, I don't know that it's going to be the Washington Capitals. A Tom Wilson goal at 11:45 of the third period made things interesting, but the Capitals just don't seem to be at the same level as the New York Rangers. And Spencer Carberry with a bit of an interesting call talking about his number one player in Alex Ovechkin and how they need more from him. And this raised some eyebrows post-game from the rookie head coach.
Spencer, you mentioned Ovi turning that one over at the blue line. What did you see on that play, and what did you think of his game overall?
The play, he gets a puck cross ice, and he's getting pressure right away, so he just all of a sudden is surprised, and then he bottles it, and they turn it over. I thought the first two games is looks a little bit off. He's struggling. I mean, it's hard. Like, it's the playoffs on the road. He's getting a tough matchup. So he's, it's two games, right? We're going back home now. We'll get an opportunity to be able to control the matchup for him, and he can flip it. Like, that's one thing about O. He can flip it in one game, and now he can all of a sudden be a difference maker and help us win a game or be a driver in winning us a game on home ice.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, it's
that's just not good at all.
I don't love, you know, I get that OV hasn't scored yet. I know he only had the one shot on goal. He had like 12 shot attempts. I don't know that down 2-0. And then, it's not even that he isn't struggling. I don't disagree with the comment. He's obviously struggling.
Yeah.
But I just don't know what saying it publicly helps anybody.
No.
That's the problem. And he's still your most important forward. He played 19-13 in that game against the Rangers. Only Tom Wilson played more for forwards at 19-30. Maybe he understands Ovechkin and the relationship they have is strong enough to mention that. I didn't know that you needed to say it if you were Spencer Carberry. And I still think Alex Ovechkin, comparative to a lot of forwards for the Washington Capitals, maybe not points-wise, but, you know, he's still physical. You can see him trying to get things through. I mean, does home ice advantage suddenly flip everything for Washington in this series, like Spencer Carberry is leading you to believe? I don't think so.
No.
The matchups are still going to be tough. John Carlson, 30 minutes and 49 seconds.
The poor guy.
Of time on ice.
Jeez.
Holy.
Yeah.
Half the game he's out there. And the Capitals just, and look, they've got injuries too. It's just, it was kind of my worst fear for a lot of teams. I don't know. Maybe Detroit's the same. Maybe Pittsburgh was the same. But the Capitals just aren't a playoff team.
No.
And they're clearly, in my mind, not going to give the Rangers much of a fight in this series.
This is totally leading to be a four-game series, and I think a lot of people had that in their brackets because it was pretty obvious. This Rangers team is stacked. They have four lines they can run, and the Capitals have two. And listen, with all due respect to some of these players, these are players that are making their playoff debuts and young players or, you know, just kind of getting their crack in the league. That gets really difficult when playoff time comes around and there's nowhere to go. There's no open ice. So, yeah, and Ovechkin, absolutely. I do think he's struggling too. If I'm the head coach in my first year, I'm not going to say that because you're either going to see somewhat of an out-of-it Alexander Ovechkin. Maybe it puts a spark in him, but at the same time, like I mentioned, there's nowhere to go with this Rangers team. Absolutely nowhere on the ice.
Caps look to avoid going down 3-0 in that series against the New York Rangers. They'll be still looking for a couple of reinforcements, including Rasmus Sandin on the back end. It would certainly help John Carlson's time on ice, but him and Nick Jensen still day-to-day as it goes forward right now for the Washington Capitals. Let's take you back to Winnipeg last night, where who knew what exactly to expect. It was a goal fest in game one, and the goals continued to pour in, at least for one team on Tuesday.
McKinnon, 10 seconds. He can get the distance in a hurry. Josh Manson out of the box! He scores! The Manimal out of the box! Onto the score sheet with 6.9 seconds to go in the second period. It's 4-2 Colorado.
5-2 your final, and despite scoring first just 3 minutes in and getting the whiteout going again in Winnipeg, Alex Georgiev outduels Connor Hellebuck, and this series is tied at 2, making 11 goals against. Correction, 10. That was an empty netter late.
Yeah.
10 goals against for Connor Hellebuck two games. And the bounce back performance for Alex Georgiev, 25 saves at even strength, 3 more on the power play, 28 of 30 on the night, a 9.33 save percentage. Needed a bounce back, and he got one. Colorado puts up 4 in the second period to tie this with Winnipeg. And Kyle Connor says the offense just couldn't find a way to get going on game 2 against Colorado.
At the end of the day, it's about adjustments. I thought, you know, our power play needed to be better. I don't think we were very good tonight, disconnected all over the ice. So we'll do some adjustments, and it's a 1-1 series. It's about that next game.
Yeah, power play 0-for-3 for Winnipeg and just 3 shots on goal all night. The Avs penalty killers did a really good job of shutting that portion down. But the goaltending right now, the biggest question for Winnipeg, who everyone thought that was the biggest gap between these two teams. Connor Hellebuck, Georgiev, the first game happens, obviously 7-6. And you're fine if you're Winnipeg because you picked up the win. You can kind of ignore, oh, it was just one of those games, right? It was, we've seen them in Calgary, a Battle of Alberta playoff series. We've seen it before. Those games happen. But now heading back to Colorado, and Connor Hellebuck needs to be a lot more like the Connor Hellebuck the Winnipeg Jets have been used to in his entirety, and more like the goalie he was all season long. Because that can't be a saw-off for Winnipeg. That was supposed to be the biggest advantage in all of this, was that even though Colorado might have more of the offensive superstars, it was going to be harder for them to find offense because Connor Hellebuck's the Vezina favorite this year, and he's been rock solid, and that decor has been rock solid. Didn't look very rock solid against Winnipeg or against the Avalanche on Tuesday. And you know that's going to be a big storyline heading into game number 3.
Absolutely. Now, it's a little bit hard to defend Hellebuck in some of these situations, and I won't for a lot of them. There's been a few goals. Like, first of all, I didn't have a Josh Manson breakaway on my bingo card. I really didn't.
No, nice little move from him, too.
It was. And 5-hole, and you know what? That's, if you're Hellebuck, it's a breakaway. Like, it's not a breakaway specialist, but it's still a breakaway. And then there was the one where he got caught behind the net. That's ugly, right? That's not pretty at all. So, yeah, it's supposed to be their strength, and it has been all season. At the same time, you know, this Colorado team, they're no joke, and they have a lot of firepower. So, Listen, this is, I don't know if we mentioned this. This is turning out to be a little bit like that Flames Oilers series. That first game was 9-6, and then game two was 5-3 for Edmonton. And you go back home, and it's a 1-1 series. So, I mean, it's, I can't say that it's going to turn out that way. It's just, these are two dynamic teams going at it. But at the end of the day, Colorado has more experience, and they have more top-end talent.
1-1 series tied, heading back to Colorado, and the Colorado Avalanche look like a confident team offensively. We'll see what they're able to do with this series now tied one game apiece. It's also a 1-1 series in Vancouver and Nashville. The big news Tuesday was the injury for Thatcher Demko. Casey DeSmith got the start in goal. Canucks fans tried to rally behind him early, but it was a pretty nightmare start for the Canucks goaltender.
Let's go, Casey. Chance echoing around Rogers Arena. He's got the backing of the fan base. You can tell that as Forsberg gets a long shot. Tip, they score! Philip Forsberg from the line threw it to the net. It was deflected off a stick in the slot, and the Predators take a 1-0 lead, just 1:14 into the hockey game, and it's the former Canuck, Anthony Beauvillier, scoring the goal.
You could hear the chants of "Let's go, Casey," as the puck crossed the line and beats Casey DeSmith early on. Not a good look. And look, it was a good play. I'm not blaming DeSmith. It's just a tough, tough look as he's trying to get this going. And as he talked about post-game, look, mixed emotions for him having to make the start on a tough last-minute notice with Thatcher Demko going down.
You know, obviously bummed for Demmer, but excited to play. And playoffs, it's a different animal. I mean, it's fun to be out there. The crowd, obviously, it's incredible. It's an incredible atmosphere. And the city's behind us. And, you know, I, for one, appreciate it. And I know that everybody in the locker room does, too.
That Beauvillier goal coming 1:14 into the first period, and it kind of took the wind out of the building in Vancouver. Former Flame Nikita Zadorov would get Vancouver's only goal 15:33 into the second period. It wouldn't be enough. Vancouver musters just 18 shots on goal. Nashville scoring four, including an empty netter, with just 16 shots on goal. And this series now feels as even as it has since before we started. Canucks will go back to Casey DeSmith. Rick Tocchet saying not going to make any major lineup changes heading into game three, but man, does it ever feel like that absence of Thatcher Demko looming large? And hey, it wasn't all on Casey DeSmith. There's a lot of talk in Vancouver about Elias Pettersson. Not a great stat line for EP40. -3 on the night with three shots on goal in 20:41 of ice time. And the biggest gaffe, probably a mostly empty net for Pettersson that finds the side of the net.
That was more than mostly empty. And that was wide open.
And not the open part of it. They're going to need more from their superstar player. JT Miller has been an effective player. We've seen, you know, Teddy Bluger and Dakota Joshua have impacts, but Elias Pettersson can't find himself. -3 on the night. Without any sort of offensive contribution. We'll see just what Nashville has in store heading into game number three of that series with it all tied up. Some injury news can tell you about Brett Pesce out for the rest of the first round series for the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Islanders. He sustained a lower body injury in their win in game two. So no Pesce. Mentioned Sam Bennett earlier. William Nylander could return to the lineup for game three of the Bruins and the Leafs on Wednesday night. We'll see just what that means. Bruins side of things, Andrew Peak week to week with an undisclosed injury. Mason Lorai gets the call up from Providence to take his spot in the lineup for the Boston Bruins. Three games tonight, Leafs, Bruins, Golden Knights, Stars, Oilers, Kings, of course, all of them on Sportsnet and Sportsnet 360 with the Leafs and Bruins kicking things off at 5 o'clock. Told you there was some off-ice NHL news today as far as coaching goes. Yes, the San Jose Sharks have fired head coach David Quinn. No replacement name. Sharks finished 19-54-9, last in the NHL. Of course, failing to qualify for the playoffs for the fifth consecutive season. from GM Mike Greer. Quote, after going through our end-of-season process of internal reviews and evaluating where our team is and where we want to go, we've made the difficult decision to make a change at the head coach position. David is a good coach and an even better person. I'd like to personally thank him for his hard work over the past two seasons. He and his staff did an admirable job under some difficult circumstances, and I sincerely appreciate how they handled the situation. Quinn, 57 in his second season, leaves with a 41-98-25 record, coaching 164 games after replacing Bob Boutner in July of 2022. Previously, the head coach, of the New York Rangers, where he had a 96-87-25 record before being fired and let go in May of 2021. So tough situation for David Quinn.
Yeah. I just think with that, that team was poised to make the playoffs. And for them to finish where they did in the standings, the San Jose Sharks, I think it makes sense to fire him. It's a very talented team over there, and I think this is 100% his fault.
Yeah. Yeah. So that seems, how seems do like you... a fair... Thank fair you. Evaluation.
How is it any of that his fault? I don't, unless there were some problems with the players that we don't know about. I don't understand. See ya.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I don't know that the team's gonna suddenly be better next year.
Like Will Smith will be head coach. A great addition, but you got a lot to work on.
Yeah, a bit of a strange one and tough for David Quinn, who again. I think he's a good coach. Didn't have much to work with in San Jose.
No.
We'll see where they go for their next hire.
I could have played goalie for San Jose, and they would have finished the same place in the standings. That's how bad they were. We'll put it that way.
We'll take a break, come back on the other side. It's a busy Wednesday show. So we're going to kick off Wild Card Wednesday when we come back. Haven't done it for a while. Let's get weird with the boys. We're doing it when we come back here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Haven't had a Wednesday edition of the show for a little while now. We've had some Blue Jays baseball coming in hot.
Illness?
Yes, illness has been a part of it. Thanks, Cam.
Shout out, Cam.
Appreciate
well
that.
Well done.
Nothing like spreading a stomach flu to your coworkers.
Like a certain gentleman in Toronto.
What?
What?
The man.
Who?
I don't even want to bring it up again.
What's his name again?
You know. He's like Voldemort. We don't speak his name.
If you say his name, it's a 20-minute radio argument.
He shall not be named. Because a 10-year-old might be in the car and his dad will text in all mad about it.
Rah!
If you know, you know. If you don't...
Good. Good for you.
You don't want to know. We haven't had a Wednesday show in a while, so we haven't had a chance to do this, but... it's one of our favorite segments of the week, and it's time to have some fun, boys. Let's have another edition of Wild Card Wednesday.
Get ready to know your afternoon show. It's time for
Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Fired up.
Let's get it going.
In a while.
Love it. It's one of our favorite times of the week, Wild Card Wednesday. Logan, Cam, Shan, all along with you. You know how it works. We spin the wheel. Seven categories to land on: personal life, flames, sports, food, music. Movies, and everyone's favorite wild card category. We'll each take a turn spinning the wheel and asking the group a question. You have to answer it honestly. Text line 960-960. If you're listening in, you know we love to have you play along with us. Cam, you gave us the stomach flu.
Yeah.
So
welcome.
You get to spin the wheel first today, okay?
Calgary Flames.
I like lots it. To talk about right now.
So,
come on.
There's
sorry.
A lot to talk about. We've seen now, this is my first time being awake, being like conscious for a team being relocated, potentially rebranded.
What?
With the Coyotes. They're going to Utah. Anyways, my point is, if the Flames were to ever rebrand, say the Flames name, we can't do it anymore. What name would you give them?
First of all, the Thrashers.
You want to think about Atlanta again?
No, but you said you like since you were conscious. When did you gain consciousness? Were you like 11?
13.
Oh,
16, 17.
I mean, you know the Thrashers went to Winnipeg, right?
Yeah.
Cam?
Yes.
You were alive for that.
Was I paying attention? No.
Oh. I don't know if you're paying attention now.
No, I'm not.
Just the way that Cam gets to the questions, I'm just so confused.
He always says something that's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's Flames.
This is why I've let you guys do the air talking.
I've never been conscious before, but
I've never been conscious.
Remember back to Valentine's Day when he goes, so you guys are single and I'm not. Yeah. I'm like, oh, thanks.
That sucks.
Awesome. Kind of, what was the question again?
If the Flames were to ever rebrand, what name would you give them?
Oh.
You know what? Honestly, when the Hitmen did a couple years ago their Corral series and rebrought or revived some of the old Calgary nostalgia, and we had a Wranglers then and we had a Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I had jerseys for each of them. If I honestly had to rebrand from the Flames, it would be the Wranglers, but it wouldn't be the version that we have now.
Sure.
It would have been the old. I love what they did with the W and the red and the blue that they
those
had.
Those jerseys are clean.
They were sweet.
Yeah.
I got a snapback from that series. It's one of my favorites to go watch in the Corral.
Yeah.
I love the horse riding with it, the way they did it. Because it's a different. The Wranglers that we have now in the AHL version were different than the ones that the Hitmen revived for their Corral series before the Corral.
It's a good looking jerseys.
Got torn down, and it was just such a clean look, and it was the vibes were awesome. The heritage of it was really cool. I thought it had a cool connection to the city and sort of the, you know, the Western motif that runs through Alberta. So I would probably go with the old school Wrangler. If we had to rebrand the Flames to something else, that's probably what I would go with.
Now, like, I want to say something like that. Like the Calgary Cowboys sounds cool, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm well aware, okay, that Calgary is not just Cowboys. I'm fully aware of that. I just think, you know, you look back at the history and how amazing the Stampede is here. Like, a name, the Calgary Stampede. I know. Ooh. I'm well aware we have the Stampeders, okay? And this is, let's pretend like the Stampeders aren't here. I'd go ahead and name them the Calgary Stampede. I feel like you could do some good marketing with that. I think it's a pretty sick name. And if you've got a team, you got a hockey team that just forechecks nonstop, call it the Stampede. I think that might work. Cowboys sounds nice. If you're one of the Dallas Cowboys haters, you probably hate what I just said, and I get it. But something along those lines, like Wranglers fits too. I just think I'm kind of spoiled with the Western names we got out here.
Yeah, I really like the idea of leaning into something Western, something Stampede-y. You guys kind of took both of my answers of leaning into that thing, but I think, yeah, Calgary Cowboys, Calgary Stampede, something like that just would fit the city, the team, so well.
I like this from Shubes.
Yeah.
This is a good one, too. If we're talking old school, go Calgary Cannons.
Oh, yeah.
That's sick.
Right?
Absolutely.
I think that would be an awesome one. Now, they did a good job with the cannonball being a baseball. But I mean, there's nothing that says the Calgary Cannons couldn't be a hockey team as well.
I like to say I love the Calgary Vipers, that baseball. Like, I like the logo. I love the name. Calgary Vipers sounded nice, but the Calgary Cannons, like,
yeah, if you were, what? Actually, if they were to rebrand the Flames and went with like Calgary Cannons or something, I gotta be honest, I think I'd love it.
Yeah.
I would really like it. I mean, it's baseball and hockey, but I think you could have the branding switch up. Because like I said, there's nothing Cannons that forces you into baseball or anything.
It wouldn't help bring Johnny Gaudreau back, unfortunately.
No.
Very scared of Cannons. We've become aware of that.
Wow.
So if that's what they're going for, then I don't know if that's... we got one text, no name, the Calgary Heartbreakers. That's...
That's harsh.
Matt and Cochran, the Calgary Thrashers. Steal another thing from Atlanta.
Just give them no options anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took the team and the name, and now we're going to take your other name. I did like the Thrashers. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
as a kid, I loved the Thrashers.
Yeah.
Calgary Posse. I don't mind Posse either. Like, that's kind of the thing with like Wranglers, is it's still a nod to the Western theme without being so on the nose as saying Cowboys. Like, I don't mind Cowboys.
Yeah.
But it's a bit on the nose, you know what I mean? Like, Posse is kind of, you know, it's a Western idea. I think you could do some cool things with the branding. of that too. So I don't mind that one. This text from Wade in Sask says, check out Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey and the Stampede Hockey Challenge. Sioux Falls Stampede Hockey.
Oh, this is nice.
How does Cam type things so fast? He does. You ever seen that guy? Computer. I know. He types
instead
so
of,
fast.
Instead of paying attention and being conscious, I was just typing.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I like this. I like this
the
stuff.
The blue and gold is low-key really nice.
I would like to make it very clear that I want Utah to take on the color purple.
This is
completely off topic. We need a purple team. I'm throwing that out there.
Interesting. All right, Cam. It took you a while to get there, but a good question.
There.
A good
stumbled
opening.
Stumbled and
a good opening.
Tripped over my feet, but we got there.
A good opening question. A couple more. Calgary Stallions.
Ooh.
Chinooks.
Wasn't that the team name they were going to take when they moved from Atlanta?
I don't know.
And then they settled on the Flames. I believe the Chinooks were something that was considered before they ended up with the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, but Leo DiCaprio wouldn't understand what that means, though.
Wow.
Got to think about that.
Got him.
He wouldn't understand, guys.
No.
Good job, Cam.
Thank you.
I like that. I'll spin the wheel next. We'll let Chan go last. All right. How's that?
Fine with me.
Food!
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 Food. Where me and Chan constantly...
I'm ready.
Constantly disagree.
I'm ready. I'm hungry, too. I'm angry.
I'm going to keep it Calgary.
All right.
Okay. Guys, where's the best place in Calgary to get a steak?
Oh.
Where's the best spot in Calgary to get a steak? Some prime Alberta beef. When you want a steak, where are you going in the 403? Shan has a weird look on his face, weirder than normal. And I have a bad feeling about where he's going to go with this. So
I don't like steak. I don't hate steak. Listen, I'd like to make it
shut
very
up,
clear.
Turn my mic off.
I don't hate steak.
No.
Don't turn my mic off.
Turn his mic off.
No,
take him off the board.
I don't.
You have the ability to take him
steak,
off the board.
Okay?
And I'm telling you to do it right now.
Cam?
Cam?
Yeah, he's we're good.
I don't hate steak. I'd like to make that very clear.
I'd like to give my vote probably.
You're such an idiot.
Turn my mic on.
You ruin everything we
turn
do about this
on.
Category. Every single time you ruin it.
No.
You ruin it, dude, every single time.
I was trying to explain myself. I don't hate steak. I will eat it if it's in front of me. I'm not going to be like,
God.
Ew. But I will not go out of my way to eat a steak. I'm sorry.
Just shut up.
And therefore, I can't answer
shut
the question.
Shut up. Shut up. That's enough. I'm going to say it. Shut up. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
I just, like...
Shut up. Shut up. Cam, give me a good... You like a good piece of beef, don't
I
you?
I love
good
a good
Alberta
piece,
kid.
Piece of steak.
Shut up! Don't even open your mouth over there. Shut up!
Give me Cattle Baron, but I really want to try. I can't speak on it because I haven't had it, but I really want to try Modern Steak on Steven.
I go buy Modern Steak, the new one.
Yeah.
There's a Modern Steak, Modern Seafood on McLeod.
Yeah.
That I go buy all the time, and I haven't been there yet. And it looks, it's
God,
always,
it looks good.
The menu and the website always looks so good.
I know. One of these days, we'll have to stop by. But yeah, give me Cattle Baron for the everyday man's steak. Give me Cattle Baron.
I haven't been to Cattle Baron in a long time. I've always had good experiences. I like Cattle Baron. If you're going for like a casual experience and you're not going for like prime top end steak, there's nothing wrong with the keg. I know some people will shame me for that. I don't mind a keg steak. A newer place that I've really enjoyed, Chairman's.
Oh, never been.
Chairman's, you got to search up Chairman's. Chairman's is unbelievable. So good. Really, really good. It's a newer place. Caesars is one that's on the text line for sure. A
lot of Caesars on the text line.
The best part is Everyone thinks it's Cam.
Guys, we don't even sound that similar. I don't sound that much like Shan.
Okay, no, do this. Say, I love steak. Cam, you say that.
I love steak.
Shan, you say that.
I don't love steak.
Okay, there. That's the difference. they're different.
I don't hate steak. I need to make that clear.
Just answer it. I don't.
Bon Ton Meat Market. There you go. Cook up a steak myself. I don't know. I've never gone out and ordered a steak. And I'm not going to go, ew, dude, you just ordered a steak? What's wrong? I'm not going to do that. It looks pretty good. And I'm not one of the people that's like, oh, I got to eat it well done. I'll eat it medium rare. I'll eat steak. I need to make that clear. I've been slandered here.
Deservingly so.
Whatever, man. I understand Alberta beef. Like, I'm not going to have a steak anywhere outside of Alberta.
Stop. Matt and Cochran says, nothing brings out the flavor of a steak like some Heinz ketchup.
Oh,
Shan, probably.
No, that's definitely Cam.
Well done. Never mind. Ketchup all over all right. it.
Okay, see, now this is the thing, too, and a couple people have brought this up. I can't reference this because I'd never get in, but apparently Longview Steakhouse has month-long reservation lists.
Woof.
Like, literally months long.
Oh, my God.
But is apparently just outstanding.
Longview Steakhouse.
And apparently there's a group, I've heard that there's a group on Facebook where you can swap reservation times because that's how long it is. Like, if something came up on a Saturday, you couldn't go or something, there's so many people looking to get in, you could swap for someone in a couple of weeks.
See, can I make
a reservation? Yeah, there's on their page, they have the group.
Yeah.
The exchange group.
It's crazy. I've never been there, but everybody talks about Longview Steakhouse as the best place to get a steak. I would never know because it takes me.
Maybe we can get him by the time the next NHL season starts.
Maybe, as I mentioned, Longview Steakhouse and their great steaks. They're great Alberta
just
beef steaks.
Incredible steaks.
Amazing. Just unbelievable service and class from the owners. Maybe they could find a table for a couple of Sportsnet 960 guys. You know what? If they're such a great, gracious,
just incredibly humble,
a local Alberta institute,
hardworking,
year-long wait. That's what people are saying. Year-long wait.
And I bet it's worth it.
And I bet it is. I bet it is. And you know what? We would only be able to sing the truth and praises
Absolutely.
Of Longview Steakhouse if we were able to come in for a meal once. I mean, gosh, I can't imagine that would ever happen, that a table would slide our way.
Every time I get hungry, I think of Longview Steakhouse.
I do too.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. We won't even bring Shan. Because he won't appreciate it.
True. Only me and
guys,
Logan
I love
and
steak.
Proper
we'll bring Pat, we'll bring,
steak enjoyers yeah,
we'll
will go.
Love it.
No, guys, please.
Knocked over a bottle.
That's what that was. I know.
This is a crazy thing. This text comes in. Longview Steakhouse, year-long wait. Worth it.
Everyone's saying worth it.
Worth it? That's incredible.
What are you doing to the steak in Longview?
I want to know. More answers here. Outback Steakhouse was legendary. Didn't get to that one. Ruth's Chris, great steak. Love the people at Ruth's Chris. Good people.
Good people.
Ruth's Chris. Best steak place, Old Town Pizza in Airdrie.
Ooh.
What?
Really? Airdrie low-key was some banger spots, by the way. They've got a couple of... It's not Longview Steakhouse, but... this text just says, fire Shan, who doesn't
Thank
eat
you.
Steak.
Yeah.
Good place for steak, Major Tom. Hmm.
Okay, I like
Longview
it.
Longview Steakhouse. Longview Steakhouse. Fire Shan. Longview Steakhouse. Wellington's. I've been to Wellington's in forever. Shan deserves a bucket courtesy of Pee Pee Poo Poo Man for that comment.
Much appreciated.
I don't trust anyone who doesn't like steak. Embarrassing take makes you want to not listen to this show anymore.
Wow.
Don't hold this show
listen,
hostage.
I didn't say... Yeah, first of all, what I say is...
You still love me and Cam.
Yeah, I promise I'm not on that much. But listen, I don't hate steak. I'll eat a steak, and I can definitely appreciate when it's a good steak. I'm not going to go out of my way to order it. That's it.
Brett in Calgary says it used to be Reef and Beef for steak.
That's a great
name. But
that
place doesn't exist anymore.
Reef and Beef.
I've never heard of that.
That is an all-time name, by the way.
Yeah.
Reef and Beef.
Rob says Smugglers or Caesars. Caesars has come up quite a bit. Wellington, Caesars, Cattle Baron. This text says send Shan to Vancouver with the rest of the vegetarians. Are you?
Oh, that, yeah, that was a real text.
Wow. Interesting. Again, I went to Longview Steakhouse for my birthday. My dad reserved a table 6 months in advance. It is worth it. The location and service is absolutely insane. Make the reservation and go. Holy, like 6 months, eight. Like people were talking like, when I was 16, we made a reservation for my 18th birthday, and it was worth it.
Jeez.
Wow.
Another texter made the mistake of walking into the Longview Steakhouse without a reservation. They looked at me like I had two heads. It was embarrassing.
And a third nipple. You can say nipple.
I don't know.
Nothing wrong. It's anatomically correct, Cam.
Yeah.
See, you don't even know whose voice is whose.
I'm going to go sit in that room, and you won't be able to tell.
Yeah, it'll be the same. And this text comes in. Logo, you can no longer complain when texters pander for you to win prizes, especially if you get into Longview Steakhouse.
Yeah, we'll let you know in 8 to 12 true. Months if we get
it. Yeah, I don't... Look, if the great people at Longview
just
Steakhouse...
Just exceptional people.
Just happen to slide amazing a reservation people, our yeah. way, I'll shut my mouth about it, but we'll wait and see. text line blew up for that one. Loved it. Ask Shan what the best place is for kale salad.
Kate.
Go back to Hippieville, you hippie.
Come on, man.
That's so
listen,
good.
I get it.
Go back to Hippieville.
I'll go move to Victoria. I'll
you
do it.
Hippie.
You get
so
Shan a nice meal of steak and soup for
that
dinner.
That was so good.
Steak and soup would kill me.
Our resident hippie gets to close things off.
Yay.
Try not to piss anybody off, Shan.
I'll do my best.
You hippie.
Movies.
Oh,
great.
No.
Perfect.
Like, come on, man. Kate. This isn't funny. You guys are up for me.
Whatever. I wish I could say that we scripted you getting movies, but it literally just randomizes it every time.
Yeah, I'm well. Okay, listen. Oh. We all know Hollywood's a messy place, okay? We all know. You get to have a 30-minute interview with anyone in Hollywood, and you get to ask anything. Who is that person and why?
Harvey Weinstein.
Okay, oof. Wow. Yeah,
living, that's... dead? Do we have a...
No, dead or alive.
Okay. I gotta think about that.
Oh, dead or alive?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That is a good question. I actually have to think about that now.
Do you have an answer, Sham?
I think I'm gonna have to go with my guy, Adnan Virk, and talk with Tom Cruise. I gotta figure out what's going on over there. Doesn't make sense.
I don't know if I want that or not.
Doesn't make sense. I know he's got that short guy rage, so I'm not gonna ask him. I'm not gonna get that hostile.
Scientology.
Yeah, that's what we'll talk about. I don't like what's going on over there in Tom Cruise land. Good actor. But I when Adnan, if you haven't heard the Adnan Virk blow up, that was all time.
Gotta wonder now. My initial thought, other than jokingly saying Harvey Weinstein, because I don't want to know.
No.
It's probably Denzel.
Because
he's just such a cool dude.
He is.
He just seems like he'd have stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when I was filming American Gangster, Josh Brolin was doing crazy things. I don't know. You know, I just feel like he'd have great stories.
If we're talking like Hollywood, I feel like a sit down with like an Al Pacino would just be life changing. But if I can stretch it a little bit out of Hollywood, I want to sit down with like Hans Zimmer, man. That guy's a legend in my eyes.
Hans Zimmer.
That would be cool.
Little German.
That
dude.
Guy has made like the best movie soundtracks you'll ever come across.
Just incredible.
Like every single movie you see at the end. Hans Zimmer. Yep. Checks out. What he did on Interstellar. Incredible.
Yeah, like, did this soundtrack make me feel anything? Yeah. Hans Zimmer. Makes sense.
This text is Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Honestly, maybe even Ewan McGregor.
Oh, good choice.
Do you not know who that is, Shan?
Oh, no.
Shan, do you not know who that is?
I will in a sec. Oh, Star Wars? Not Star Wars. Star Wars. Okay, I did know that. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I hate everything about you.
Morgan Freeman is a very good answer to that one.
Yes, text line. Morgan Freeman is, that's a good answer. That guy's been in every like big movie ever, and he's been around forever.
Maybe Jim Carrey. I feel like Jim Carrey would make me laugh.
Oh, yeah. No question.
30 minutes.
Him, Ryan
He's one
Reynolds.
Of the most unique people on the planet.
Like, how much did you hate your life when you had to give 8 hours of costume to get ready for The Grinch? And why is it my favorite movie of all time? that's a good one. We'll have to remember this next time we talk to Virk. Ask Virk what his pick would be, alive or dead.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that's a perfect way to end it.
A lot of people were asking for us to ask Virk about the Pee-Pee Poo-Poo Man.
No.
Because they were making a movie about it.
Stopped.
I'm glad that we did.
They're not
that.
Making a movie about it.
Oh. I'd probably watch that movie.
It was fake, I think.
It would be the one movie that you'd see. He's Shan. That's Cam. They're different people. Shan's the one that hates fun and hates steak. Thanks for another fun edition of Wildcard Wednesday. One time in the next 10 years, we're going to try to get into Longview Steakhouse and take your recommendations. Unless the great people at Longview Steakhouse would like to email us at logan.gordon@sportsnet960.ca. That'd be great.
Anyone can send him an email.
And yeah, it's unfortunate. It's an open email, but we'll take a break. Come back on the other side. Back to NHL playoff chat. With our guy, David Amber. He's going to join us. Plus, playoff hockey on your radios tonight. Calgary edition. Yes, the Wranglers are kicking off their round one playoff series with the Tucson Roadrunners. Sandra Priscina is going to join us from AZ to get us set for the series. All of that in hour two. It's next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.